Well, I think that this forum is having an exceptional function in bringing people from all over the world to think about what's going to happen in the world of so many inequalities. And in contrast with what happens in Davos, where 1,000 multinationals have been organizing every year a world forum to think about what's going on in the world, but from the perspectives of the owners of capital that would like to see which are the factors in the future that are going to influence the value of the stocks, if they are going to go up or down. Here, the perspective is of the human being. What is going to happen with the human being in his own rights? What's going to happen with women, with men, with the Negro, the Indian, the H1? What's going on with the people who don't have enough rights in the land where they have been born, and they have to move to another place? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen with the migrants? No? For example, the president, Bill Clinton, and now George Bush of the United States would like us in the three Americas to agree that by the year 2003 we have no more tariff barriers. He would like us to agree on the formation of the area of free trade in the Americas, from Alaska to Patagon. Well, are they thinking of the point of view of the human beings? Not necessarily so. They would like to sell goods and services all over the three Americas. They would like to invest their capital any place in the three Americas, to participate in public bids all over. But if we talk about human beings going from the three Americas to the United States, then a new wall is happening. After 1989, the Berlin Wall fell, no? But since 1989. However, a new wall has been raised near the Rio Grande. And so we must think about those problems. How are we going to guarantee to everyone on Earth, here in South America, in Central North America, in Africa, in Asia, in Australia, the Oceania, how are we going to guarantee to everyone the right to participate in the wealth of the nation? Well, I think that we should institute the instruments of public policy that are consistent with the values that shouldn't be only the self-interest of each one, but the values that have moved humanity in the main decisions of mankind history. For example, when the people of India organized with Mahatma Gandhi to fight for the independence of India, or during the time when South Africa organized the people with Nelson Mandela to eradicate the apartheid, or here in Brazil in the 80s and then in the 90s when millions of people went to the streets to ask for democracy and then for ethics in politics. So when people, for example, under the leadership of Martin Luther King were together to attend his I Have a Dream speech, and that big movement was responsible for the civil rights, new laws, and so those values should be put into practice. With which instruments? Instruments such as the participatory budget that the progressive parties here, such as the Workers' Party in Brazil, have been introduced and put into practice. The microcredit institutions, all the organizations of solidarity, cooperatives should be stimulated. I believe that we should institute in every nation, in every municipality, state, and in every country, the right of everyone to have a basic income. We may start with a guaranteed minimum income related to educational opportunities, but in my view, I think that we should go into the direction of a basic income, such as has been proposed by the members of the Basic Income European Network, the BIEN organization, founded by people like Professor Philippe Van Paris of the Catholic University of Louvain, Guy Standing, Klaus Hoff, and today James Tobin and Herbert Simon and others, including some Nobel Prize laureates that are forwarding this proposition.